Now, what about a pair of mules?
Well, that's used, very common, a pair of mules.
That's the same.
And they call them a span of mules sometimes.
And all three of those mean
it's the same thing, span of mule, pair of mules, or a team of mules.
Okay. And then, now speaking of cattle, the male is called
a bull.
And the female
is a cow.
All right. And the young one
is a calf.
And if a cow is going to give birth to a calf, you'd say she's going to...
She's going to freshen.
Okay. Now, do you remember when you were a boy, or maybe even later, where they'd use special terms for a bull? Because they didn't want to use the term in the presence of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to say bull in the presence of a woman. Do you remember that at all?
Well, I'll tell you what happened up there. I want to tell you a little story.
Okay.
My wife's uncle lived next door to us there. And he had a bull with his, you know, his herd. Well, the bull got out and had a family of the name of Turner lived right close. And one of the boys was pretty badly retarded. They were killed in an accident together at the same time. But he was retarded somewhat. And he come down to tell, I was sitting on the porch with this Mr. Wilde, her uncle. And he said, "Hey, Mr. Wilde," he said, "your gentleman cow's over in our field."
Uh-huh.
And he said, "What did you say?" Asked us, he wanted to hear him say it again.
Uh-huh.
He said, "Your boy cow's over in my field."
Uh-huh. So these gentlemen cows?
Gentleman said, first said, "Your gentleman cow's uh-huh. over in my field."
Well, gentleman cow is a term that's used sometimes.
Well, he used it.
Uh-huh.
And then the next time, when he...
Then he said, "Boy cow."
Boy cow, yeah.
That was one of the retarded kids?
Yeah, he was somewhat retarded, yeah.
Yeah, but gentleman cow is a...
He's over in our field.
Yeah, it's a word that's used.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it really is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But this boy used it.
Uh-huh. But to you, it was strange to call anything but a bull.
Well, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the other kind of animal that they might use...
Cow, heifer.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about another animal they might use in plowing instead of a mule.
Ox.
Or you could use a...
Steer.
Or how about... Would you ever plow with a horse?
Oh, yeah. Plow a horse. Yeah.
Now, if you had two of them, you'd say have two...
Team of horses.
All right. Now, the male is called a...
He's called a stud.
All right. And the female...
Is a mare.
And you're talking about a horse. You're talking about getting up on the horse's back and say, I like to...
Like to ride?
Yeah. So yesterday I...
Mm-hmm. I rode.
And many times I have.
Yeah.
Have what?
Ridden a road. Okay. There's a lot of... Back then they'd say road, but ridden is correct.
Okay. And if you're riding on a horse, you say, I'm riding on a horse and I... Off, I...
He threw me off.
And I, or just lost my balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I
fell off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a little boy in bed, he what the bed? He fell.
Out of the bed?
Yeah, you'd say out of rather than
mm-hmm.
off the bed.
Fell off
and
out
the,
of
and at the bottom of the horse's legs, he has four.
Hoofs.
Yeah. And one of them would just be one. Same thing.
Hoof.
All right, and nailed to these are the...
You mean to put the shoe on the horse?
Yeah, you call those
horses. Call them horseshoe nails.
All right, now did you ever play a game with horseshoes? Did you?
Oh yeah, it's called pitching horseshoes.
Uh-huh.
And ringing around, ring it, you know.
Uh-huh. Did they ever do it? They never did anything else though, like horseshoes, using some kind of a ring game. So they toss rings at the poles?
Well, I have. Put pins up and have big rings and pitch them, try to ring.
Do you have a name for that?
No, I don't remember. Have you got a name there?
Well, there are quoits and quoits.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Just a ring toss game, I'd probably call it myself. Mm-hmm. But now, the animal that when lambs grow up, they become a sheep, mm-hmm. and then the male would be called
a buck.
And the female?
Yo.
And the stuff on the sheep's back is...
Wool.
All right. Now I want to ask some about the animals you get pork from. They're called...
Hogs.
All right. And the male?
He's called a boar.